Welcome into Trojan Preview, the final Trojan Preview show of the 2013 high school football season. Jim Field joined by Atlantic head football coach Nick Ross. A coach coming off a road loss last week, 42-7 loss on the road at Harlan. A lot of teams have gone to Harlan and come back disappointed. But, you know, the way that game started last week, you know, it just seemed like everything they were touching early on was working for them. The short passing game, the intermediate passing game, they popped off a couple of runs here and there. It just seemed like they were ready to go right out of the opening kickoff and built themselves an early lead. And, you know, boy, when you have those games start like that, it's really tough to bounce back.
Well, they were really methodical and definitely had a good plan of where they were going to attack us and what they were going to do. You know, they've seen, you know, like some other teams, that we've had trouble out on the edge stopping the pass. And so they went right for it and stayed right with it all the way until the game was decided, which was good game planning and execution on them. And we just have to try to do things a little bit better and out on the edge there.
Well, of course, then in that second half, when you get that running clock going, things disappear, and it's, you know, it's nice that the game just doesn't end like it used to when they had that 50-point rule. But, you know, on the other hand, while you get some kids a chance to get out there and play some football yet and do some things, it does disappear in a hurry, so there's just not a lot of time, and the opportunities were few. But your team did take advantage in the fourth quarter, got down deep, and then Jake took it in. Jake Dvorak went in for the short touchdown run to get you something to take away from the ball game that night. But, you know, those things are done now. Now it's one more game, and for the final time this year, the kids get to wear the black and gold. It'll be on the road tonight, going to Glenwood, so it's an opportunity to play a team that has a lot to play for right now. Glenwood, although barely by a fingernail, still alive for a possible playoff spot. You know, they understand what's there, too. You know, I assume the Trojans have a lot to play for tonight, too. You know, if you're not in their spot trying to get in, you want to try to keep somebody out.
Yeah, you know, really the things that we're trying to focus on, obviously, is the motivation that, number one, we've had a good group of seniors that have been good leaders in our program, and we want to send them out with something positive. And then number two is we want to build some momentum and excitement for the offseason. Need something positive here to happen at the end so that can carry our program forward. You know, and if you can't get excited about those two things, sometimes kids just like to ruin other people's day. So, you know, that's always something too. So we'll focus on us for now, but, you know, we know they'll be excited. We know they'll be ready to play some football and have a lot of heart and a lot of pride. You can really see that they've got that going in their program right now. And, you know, so it'll be exciting for us to come out and face a good team.
Well, and in a way, Glenwood team has been a week into the playoffs already. Last week was really a playoff game for them. They stepped up, played a real good ball game, knocking off Lewis Central. They seem to have some guys that they can really depend on. Spencer Smith's a good all-around football player, good running back out of the backfield for them. He's going to rush for over 1,000 yards this year. He's also the leading tackler for them on defense. And Corey Bertini, their quarterback, seems to be a pretty good dual purpose. He can throw the ball around a little bit. He runs the ball very well. Seems like they have some pretty solid athletes to depend upon.
They do. They, you know, when you look at film, they're fast. They're a fast football team, you know, and that's something we struggled with. We don't have the best team speed. So, you know, when they get out in the open field, we're going to have trouble. So what we need to do is just they run the option offensively, so we need to play really good assignment sound football. Everybody's got to do their job every single play. And if we can get them stopped up before we get started, then, you know, we're going to be doing some good things on defense. If they get out into the open field, we'll be in trouble. You know, when you look at some of the best football teams in the conference, they also have some of the best track teams. And team speed is something that, you know, is really important in the game of football. So we'll keep trying to develop that and make sure we can bottle theirs up.
Yeah, when you take a look at the Glenwood squad, you know, they're a team that primarily likes to keep the ball on the ground. They do a lot of different things. They'll throw, and they have the ability to do that. But, you know, Corey Faust is a coach that we watched for a number of years over at AHST, and he runs an offense that the kids like. They like to play in that type of offense, and they have the athletes to be able to do that. You know, when you look at how they list their offensive starting lineup, you see quarterback, running back, slot back, and three wide receivers, and you're thinking, wow, they must throw the ball everywhere. But those are just names. They don't necessarily use those guys so much as that. They'll run all kinds of counter traps and the whatever. I mean, they'll bring guys across, run a reverse here and there. It's a lot of fun. You got to find the football.
Well, and the bottom line is if you key the right guy, he's going to take you to the football. If you spend your time looking for the football and trying to guess who has it, you're going to be wrong and you're going to see some guys running wide open in the field. So just got to play your assignment, see your key, make your read, and it'll take you to the right spot. What they're going to do is the same thing over and over and over again, and they're going to try to get 3 or 4 yards every time. And if the defense gets frustrated by that and starts losing focus and not seeing their keys, then all of a sudden you're going to see them hit big plays. And that's the goal for them. So we have to make sure that, you know, we can't give them 3 or 4 yards every single time they carry the ball. We have to stop them. We got to get them in second and long and third and long. Then we'll be able, in a position to do some good things on defense.
Let's talk defense for Glenwood. What do they do on defense, and what do we have to do to have some success moving the football?
Well, they're fast. Again, like I said earlier about their offense, you can see their team speed is good. They're aggressive. So they'll be in, you know, cover zero and blitzing a lot of times in man-to-man, cover one in different other situations. But they're very aggressive. So on one hand, you know, that can cause you some trouble and give the defense opportunities to make big plays. On the other hand, offensively, if we can pick up what they're trying to throw at us, if we can get into their guys and make sure we get off the ball fast, because they'll come off the ball fast, if we can get into them and catch them when they're blitzing and doing things, then we have potential to make some big plays as well.
Mm-hmm. Looking at some of the numbers that they've established this year, they don't look like the kind of a team that forces a lot of turnovers. They take them when they're there. But, you know, your team at times has had a problem with turnovers a bit this year in different situations. I assume keeping control of the football, as always, is going to be one of the keys.
It is, and bigger this game probably than any other. There will be we want to run the ball, and they definitely want to run the ball. So the situation you get into there is the clock's running really fast, and you're going to have fewer possessions in a game like this than you would in a normal game. So you have to take advantage of the possessions you have, and you definitely cannot give them any bonus possessions.
Yeah. Are we pretty well full squad for tonight?
Yeah, we are. You know, at this time of year, you always got kids dinged up. But everybody's there, and everybody will be out there.
Looking forward to a fun ball game here tonight, Coach. Last chance for the kids to get out here together as a group, and everybody wants that to be a great memory. Speaking of memories, let's take some time here on our program now to visit a little bit about some of the senior class. It's not the biggest senior class we've ever had here. In fact, it might be one of the smaller senior classes, but you know, the kids have been pretty well dedicated to what they've been doing. These kids work pretty hard, and you know, you have your leaders on a football team, and everybody looks to the seniors.
We do. It's a small class. I mean, you look at it right now, we pretty much have 8 seniors, and you know, when you look around the district at some other teams, just for instance, Harlan had 20, Lewis Central 18, things like that. That's a lot more 18-year-olds on the football field, which makes a difference. So that's one thing we need to keep working on as a coaching staff, as a program, and as a community to get these kids out for sports and to stay out for sports. That said, we've got 8 seniors, and we've got 8 good seniors, 8 great kids that have done everything the coaching staff has asked them, and really have set us up for some success in the future by doing things and doing more than maybe what they've been used to. It's really been good. I'm really, really proud of the effort, you know, and the heart that these guys have put into our football team. You know, I'm disappointed that we weren't able to get a couple more wins for these guys, but they're awesome kids, and I'm really excited for the opportunity here at Glenwood to get a win and send them out on a positive note. When you talk about some individuals, Tyler Christensen is a senior and a captain. He's played since he was a sophomore and is an awesome kid. You know, he's been out for football, wrestling, and track, and has been constant in the weight room and at summer camps, and has just really done everything he can to develop himself and put into this program, and really, really appreciate what he's done. Our next senior is Jake Dvorak. Jake is obviously a very talented football player. And it's no secret he's got himself into trouble and made some bad decisions. I've been very proud of him this year because, with a situation where a kid's going to miss almost 3/4 of the football season, 99% of the kids are going to quit. and they're not even going to go out, and they're not even going to bother with it. He's had some, extra stipulations on things with behavior and school and practices, and he's been there, and he's shown up, and he's done it all right, and he's done it and helped our team by running scout team. And then when he's been on the varsity field, obviously he's played hard and played well. He's a young man that I think has grown up a lot, and I hope will be able to continue to develop himself, because he is a very talented kid, not only athletically, but he's a smart kid too, and I hope he can find his way, and I believe he'll find his way, as he continues to grow here. Jacob Johnson's the next senior, and J.J. is a guy that, you know, when you looked at him as a sophomore, even maybe last year, you weren't sure if he was going to be able to play. But, you know, this is kind of a lesson for a lot of kids that maybe think that, oh, I'm not playing, I'm not getting the playing time I want, I'm just going to quit. He stuck with it, worked harder than anybody else, and that's what he had to do to get himself on the field, and he did it. And, not only was he a starter this year, he was a very good football player for us, and also a team captain. So it really put in a lot and really got out a lot. Another one is Matt Mills. Matt Mills, this was his first year of playing high school football, and you've seen him do some good things on the football field. In addition to that, he's been another good kid. He hasn't missed a practice. He didn't miss any summer workouts, any 7-on-7s. He was awesome in that way and really enjoyed having Matt. Next senior is Jez Phippen. Jez is another kid a lot like Tyler Christensen, wrestling, football, track, worked his butt off, done everything we asked him to do, and has really given us a lot and has got a lot about out of football. And we're going to miss Jez and the guys like him. Next senior, Sam Reno. Sam is a senior captain, and really up until probably a year ago wasn't really sure about football and where he fit and things like that. Really kind of rededicated himself, worked harder than he ever has over this last year, and has been a solid defensive player for us. Wyatt Soigling is our next senior, kind of in the boat like Jacob Johnson, talking about him earlier. Wyatt, you weren't sure if he was going to be able to play, but he found, an extra step, a little bit extra in the weight room, and found every single opportunity he could to work hard, and did an awesome job of that. And the biggest thing probably for Wyatt that I personally is most impressed with is his leadership and his confidence. That is the biggest difference between Wyatt this year and Wyatt a year ago. Not only was, last year he was shy and wouldn't talk much, and this year he is a great leader, a really good kid that is bringing other people up with him and is doing awesome things. So we really appreciate Wyatt and the hard work he's put in, and he's earned his playing time the hard way. He sat on the bench for 3 years and never played very much as a freshman, didn't play very much in JV, and here he is a varsity starter. So you really got to admire a kid that's willing to put in 3 years and just start for one. Logan Steffens is our next senior. Logan is an awesome kid as well. Probably the hardest worker that we have on our football team. And that's saying something, because we have some kids that really put in a lot. But Logan, we'd have weightlifting in the morning, practice in the afternoon, and you'd go by the city park and he was doing pull-ups and push-ups and running laps and doing some of these crazy workouts that he pushes himself through. He is an awesome workout, is completely dependable all the time. And, Logan Steffens, kids like Logan Steffens are kids that you can build your program with. So really, really proud to be able to coach him and happy with the things he's done for our program. And for all these guys, I want to send them out on a high note. And we had a great week of practice, and we're all in to try to end this thing on a positive high note.
Well, everybody loses a senior class every year, and it's always good to see the guys go out having some great memories to take with them, too. Coach, thanks a lot. That's Coach Nick Ross. Go get him tonight, Coach. We'll have that game for you live this evening here on KJN. 6:30 pregame, 7:30 we kick things off from Glenwood, the Trojans and the Rams. Hope you join us for all the action here tonight, whether it's on the radio, on the web, or watching the ball game online as well on our TV page. We hope you join us for all the action. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us for a final edition of Trojan Preview here on KJN.